The Bombers couldn't get much going Thursday night in Humboldt, losing their second straight game to the Broncos. Humboldt scored early and kept up pressure, giving Flin Flon a 5-2 loss. Flin Flon fell behind early. A turnover in the Bomber end by Lucas Fry was picked off by the Broncos' Matthew Van Blarikom, who fed Ben Kotelak on the side of the net for a wide-open net goal. That lead would be extended by Jacob Boucher, who went on an end-to-end rush, blew past Cole Tanchik on the outside and beat Harmon Laser-Hume, making it 2-0 Broncos. Jaden Mercier would snap the Bomber power play's recent dry spell with a one-timer slapshot from the point in the final minute of the first, sending both teams into the dressing room with the game at 2-1 Humboldt. The Broncos would restore the two-goal lead very early in the second with a power play goal of their own, with Spencer Bell getting his body on the puck after a Humboldt point shot. Another Bronco goal would come midway through the frame, courtesy of Xavier Roy, getting a deflection past Laser Hume after the Bombers tried, unsuccessfully, to clear the zone. Laser Hume would be pulled following goal number 4, replaced by backup Kenneth Marquardt. The Bombers' offense would get its mojo back a bit near the end of the period, with Jeremy Tremblay picking up a slick turnaround pass from Mercier and slamming home a second power play goal. The Broncos' Ethan Zielk added an empty netter to ice the win late in the third period, which included no further offense. Humboldt goalie Jared Picklett got his first win in the Broncos' net, making 36 saves, while Laser Hume would be stuck with the L, having made 10 stops. Marquardt saved all 9 shots he faced in relief. The Bombers will continue a weekend road trip in Kindersley with games against the Clippers Friday and Saturday.